This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 676. How did Elias get an 8.5 on IELTS speaking?
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, we talked to Three Keys student Elias, who took the exam for the first time and got an overall 7.5. Learn how he did this and how he'll increase his score next time. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. Welcome to the podcast today. We have a two-time guest, Elias. Welcome back to IELTS Energy.
Hello, everyone. How's it going?
You know, sometimes I wish this could be like a radio call-in show, like live on the radio, and I could be like, how's it going, students? And people could like call in and answer.
Yeah, but that would be anyway, cool.
That would be awesome. That's a dream for the future. Okay, Elias, tell us why you are here today.
So I'm here today to talk about my recent IELTS test scores.
Yes, and they were amazing. Was that the first time you had taken the exam?
First time ever, yes.
Whoa, that's crazy. Okay, so let's start from the beginning. So you were on the show before because you were the Writing Wizard winner. Guys, check out that episode. It's episode 656. Lots of great advice in there as well. And then you said that you'd already taken the exam. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
And you said you thought the listening was really tough.
Yes.
So what did you end up getting on the listening?
I did get a 7.5.
That's amazing. So it must not have been that hard.
It was, but it was just for a specific type of questions that I find it really hard, at least for me, which is multiple choice. And they were a bunch of multiple choice questions in there.
But that's unlucky. I know, those are the toughest ones. Guys, definitely come back to the blog for this episode. This is episode 676. Come back to IELTSenergy.com. I will link to some resources for multiple choice because I know how hard that is.
I find help listening to that.
Okay. Yeah. You should check out the blog post too. Okay, so Elias, I mean, multiple choice was tough. There was a lot of them. So how did you end up getting a 7.5 then?
It was just about doing educated guesses, I guess.
Yes.
You try and pay attention to keywords and then try and eliminate some questions, some answers that are not possible. Like, no way, that's not going to be the answer, right? That was my strategy with those type of questions.
And you know what, listeners out there and Elias, that's what it comes down to a lot on multiple choice. It's really just like eliminating and using your own logic.
Yeah.
Those are the two resources you have, really. Mm-hmm. Like, you catch the keywords that you can, obviously, while you're focused on the question, you're scanning the answers while you listen. And that's the thing with multiple choice that's so hard that you have to practice again and again is – you have to be so active.
Yeah.
That is the most active question, right? Because you're like eliminating and predicting and reading and doing all of this while you listen. So yeah you got it. You got it. So what helped you get such a high score? Because 7.5 is fantastic.
I think following the strategies is just about paying attention to the instructions and the lady, the good lady British, I don't know, speaking, now you have time to look at questions 1 to 5, and then you have to do that because that's going to get you in the zone. Like, that's,
Exactly. Yeah, that is such a necessary first step. I'm not sure what else people don't do with that time. Maybe people just freak out or something.
Yeah, they just wonder and la 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 la.
I know, right? What a waste of time. Yeah, you have to use every second actively and productively on the exam, right? Mm. So exactly like Aaliyah said, before you listen, guys, you do have time to look at the questions. So like he said, look at the questions, underline keywords, and get in the zone. I love that phrase. That's good. Okay, so let's talk about your other scores. First of all, what was your overall score?
It was, you know, it was the overall that I need, which is okay. 7.5, but it,
wow.
Yeah, but it's not, it was not distributed in the way that I need it.
Okay, so you do have to take the exam a second time, right?
Yeah, I already booked it for March.
Okay. All mm-hmm. right. Well, we'll come back to that in a little bit about what you should do between now and then. But let's get to the other score.
Yeah.
So reading 7, awesome. Do you have any advice for hitting that 7 for reading?
You know, I was just like in the reading, the 60 minutes, they were not enough. I was doing the strategies. There's no other way to finish up all the 3 passages in that time. And
yeah.
And I find it really hard also because the reading, they, you know, when you find the keywords, the answer is going to be like in that sentence. But in yeah. my test, I find that the answer was like below that sentence or above that sentence. So I'll have to look
yeah.
to make sure that the answer was there. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It
yeah.
was tough.
So,
there were a lot of questions like that in the test. They were.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's unusual. That's unusual to have like a higher percentage
like,
because
they were,
often.
They were like 5 and 7, in between 5 and 7. That's it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So, guys, that's a good tip though for your own preparation and what might happen on test day, mm-hmm. right? So, as we say in the course, like the first step obviously is to look for the answer in the same sentence with the keyword. Mm-hmm. And if it's not there, then you have to look at the sentence before and the sentence after,
yeah.
right? So luckily you did have those strategies. So you
yeah.
like, I'd imagine if you didn't know that was an option, right?
I would just
if
freak
you didn't
out.
Know,
I was,
right.
I would definitely freak out in the test, especially because you don't have enough time to look at everything
right.
in the passage. So it's all about strategies.
Exactly. Oh my gosh, yeah. So guys, but that's so important though to not panic in that moment because the answer is there. It is right next to the keyword. Perhaps it's right before or right after, but it is right there.
Yeah.
So that is fundamental to remember. So because I think what happens is people start doubting themselves and doubting the strategies. And then they're like, oh no, maybe it's in another paragraph. And then they waste like 5 minutes
yeah.
looking all over the passage for like one answer.
And you start second guessing yourself, like doubting
exactly.
yourself.
Exactly. And you know what, Elias, if you got a 7 in your first go with reading, oh my gosh, like you're going to get an 8 or a 9 next time, like for
I
sure.
I would try
because,
and do that.
Oh, you definitely will. That's all it is just practicing these darn strategies over and over again and managing to stay motivated. All right. So let's get to the most amazing score ever, speaking. Tell us, Elias, what did you get for speaking?
It was a wonderful 8.5.
That's incredible. Did you think you did that well?
You know what? The thing about the speaking test, it was that both me and the examiner, we were enjoying it. Like, it was fun. It was just living the stress out and try and be, like, happy, you know, because the test was
yeah.
almost finished.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
No, how did you create that atmosphere of enjoyment? Hello, future IELTS test takers out there. Remember that 3 Keys IELTS guarantees your score increase. Get into the same system now that helped Elias get that 7.5. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach. See ya in 3 Keys IELTS.
I think it was when there was a question, I think she asked me about commuting. I don't remember exactly, but I say like, You know, people have the perks of living in a city if they are 40-hour commute, and that was not the thing that I was trying to say. It was 40 minutes, and then the examiner just laughed. And,
But I mean,
she tried and correct me, and that from that moment it was just breaking the ice. So it was just flowing after that.
That's great. That's hilarious. You know, I think that's important to get out of the way, you know, like right in the first couple answers is you'll probably slip up somehow with grammar or vocab in those first couple answers, right? Because you're nervous.
Yeah.
So guys, I think this is a strategy really to break the ice is to like pause and laugh at yourself, invite the examiner to laugh with you because you are laughing, right? And then it's just like, okay, well, you know, the hard part's over.
Let's just continue talking.
That's awesome. Okay. Do you have any other advice for preparing before test day to get that 8.5 in speaking?
For speaking, it's just try and be yourself in the test and also learning a few tips here and there so that you know what to do in each part of the speaking test, because they are assessed in a different way. And speaking part one and two are more informal. And then part three, you have to give more thought out answers. Like you have to be speaking about society as a whole and not your personal experience, you know?
Exactly. I do know. Just kidding.
I know that
totally. So funny. Okay. So do you feel like our personal coach sessions, something from the course is what gave you that preparation?
I'd say specifically the part where you say how to mimic native speakers. Like you have to say things like, oh, I guess, you know, I suppose, or things to start something before all started, and, you know, how to think in English, you know, not trying to translate things for your mother tongue, because that's going to hurt your fluency.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. No, that's great advice. Yeah, I remember our personal coach session. Like, you're so good. I mean, obviously, you're great at speaking English. So, like, I felt it was my job to take what you were already good at and just sort of like polish the edges a little bit, right? Like with those informal fillers, right? Like how could we take what you're already doing so well and raise it to be a little more natural, a little more smooth? Oh, I love it. Okay.
Yeah. And another thing is that in speaking part two, actually, you don't have to, like, the minute I saw the cue card, I was just focused on the topic. I didn't even look the three bullet points in there.
Yes.
It was just about the topic.
That's perfect. That is exactly what you should be doing. And I love that you said that, because I think a lot of students still don't believe me that you don't have to look at the bullet points at all. So guys, Elias got an 8.5, okay? He did not look at the bullet points. So there you go. Proof positive. Okay. So let's get to sort of the Achilles heel of this score, right?
Yeah.
The reason why you have to take it a second time. What happened in the writing?
It was just, you know, a basic, really boring 6.
Okay, yeah, but I know you are a great writer. I know that you deserve better than that. So
yeah.
What do you think happened on the test? Looking back, what do you think got you that 6?
Yeah, so I'd say that it was about my brainstorming. I think maybe I was too nervous. I don't know what came to mind in that moment, but it was about the brainstorm. My ideas, it's not that they are right or wrong, but they were not specific, and they were not related. You know, it has to be logically connected.
Oh, man.
So you have to go through the first idea and then the examples and details as to why you say that, right? So that the writing is flowing, like, you know what I'm, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, it has to be that way for a six, guys. Yeah. For a seven or higher. All of your ideas, every sentence has to connect to the one before it and the one after it. Right? Like every idea, like Elias said, has to flow into the next one. So, okay, Elias, this is what I want you to do before March. And I know you're busy, you work full time, you get stuck in traffic, you have a family, a lot's going on.
And also I'm doing a master's degree now.
Oh, dang, man. Okay. So this is what I want you to do, like, bit by bit. During the weekdays, like, every weekday, get two task two questions and just brainstorm. Don't write the essay. Because, you know, in talking to students that have gotten high writing scores, they do talk about how important that brainstorming process is, right? Yeah. And you are talking about that now, too. So just focus on that step. That is the foundation for a seven or higher, right?
Yeah, so I'll definitely think
two questions
it.
A day.
Oh, shoot. I think the audio just paused.
Okay, a small technical glitch, but we are back. So, okay, so my advice to you, Elias, is to just focus on brainstorming for a while, okay? You're super busy, you have a family, a job, you're a student, like so much crazy stuff to do.
So much.
But let's, we can hear your daughter in the background, you know, it happens. So, Elias, every weekday, get two task two questions and just brainstorm for 5 minutes, okay? At the end of the 5 minutes, look back at your brainstorm and improve upon it, right? How can I make these ideas more connected? How can I get more specific, okay? So this process is going to help extremely, and it's only going to take you like 12 minutes a day.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's not a lot. So do that during the weekdays. And then on the weekend, just do the whole process, 40 minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Brainstorm, write a whole task two essay. And if you're wondering about your brainstorms, if the ideas connect or not, go ahead and post it on Facebook and I can respond with my suggestions.
All right.
Okay? Yeah, right? Our Facebook group, man, it's such a good resource. Okay, awesome. So, Elias, do you have any last advice for future test takers out there?
I'd say that even if you don't get your scores at your first time, don't get unmotivated and don't lose faith in yourself, because if you put the right amount of time and preparation, you're definitely going to get the scores that you need. It's all about invest yourself into a system, for example, three keys, and then and then go for it.
Totally. I love it. Yeah, guys, we need to be organized. We have to be focused and motivated at the same time. So Three Keys does all of that with our study plans, with all the lessons and all the practice that you need. So guys, remember that there is a bonus for you, how to wake up the examiner on test day, help you get that 8.5 on speaking, just like Elias. So go right now to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach for those Skype lessons with me as well as the course. All right, Elias, thank you so much for sharing your experience today.
Yeah, it was great being here again. Hopefully I will be here sharing my nines and eights all around.
Totally. Okay. The third time you're going to be on the show, you're going to be like, okay, here's how you go from a 6 to a 9 in writing. That's going to be the focus next time. All right, Elias. Well, I'll let you get back to your family. Enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
You too. Bye-bye. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.